latest team news from clubcall.com. These are Wednesday's Newcastle United headlines, and Watford have signed Daryl Yanmat from Newcastle for a fee of £7 million. Their chief executive Scott Duxbury and sporting director Luke Dowling were able to negotiate the lower fee than Newcastle had originally been asking for, which was £10 million. West Ham, Crystal Palace and Napoli had all made inquiries for the 27-year-old Dutch international who has now agreed a four-year deal with Watford and will be announced as a Watford player on Wednesday. Yanmat had been missing from the last couple of games. He missed out against Bristol City at the weekend and was not selected for the clash, the 2-0 win over Cheltenham Town in the EFL Cup on Tuesday. Well, watching on from the stands in that game was Tottenham Hotspur's DeAndre Yedlin, and he's now expected to replace Yanmat for a fee of £5 million. Yedlin, of course, spent last season on loan with the Magpies' arch-rival Sunderland. He helped the Black Cats stave off relegation under then-manager Sam Allardyce. The USA international joined Tottenham in the summer of 2014, but never came close to dislodging Kyle Walker from the right-back slot at White Hart Lane. Yanmat, of course, joined Newcastle from Feyenoord 2 years ago. He made 75 appearances in all competitions. Along with the impending arrival of Yedlin, Newcastle signed versatile defender Jesus Gámez from Atletico Madrid early this summer as they prepared for the Dutch international's departure. And also news that Newcastle midfielder Henri Sévé has joined French club Saint-Étienne on loan until the end of the season. The 25-year-old Senegal international joined the Magpies in January from Bordeaux, but has made just 4 appearances to date. Only 2 of those were starts. Well, Sévé last featured for United at the start of February, when he came on as a last-minute substitute in the home win over West Bromwich Albion.